Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce this song and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach, call him Doc, call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Low. Make it do what it do.
It's time for some football, so we have to get ready and make it do what it do. So let's talk about football. I'm excited because you're on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we are broadcasting on Fridays at 3:30. This is going to be official time. And Balling with the Doc is a sports talk show with swag. We try to use all the emphasis we have to make sure we get the word out, but do it in a swag way. You can be a part of the show by calling in. Our dial-in number for that is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Actually, your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and we talk about, let's play some football. It's time to get this thing going on called fall football. Let's make it do what it do. Also, if you want to check us out on the web link, you can go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio, Blog Talk. It'll populate with the voice of the Smith Wave production. And we're number one because we're the number one internet station. Or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you like to tweet the show, you have that opportunity. You can tweet us at Balling Doc, at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Being the host, I'm so excited because we're going to talk some sports here. We truly, truly want to be balling. But we're also being broadcast live. We got to share that with you on Facebook. It's facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. You can also check us out on Instagram. We have two devices that are broadcasting our Instagram media site. You have President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. We give a shout out to Zeta underscore name underscore cash that's joining us. Remember, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of it. And then on where we're partners with the members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. We want to make sure we continue to promote together. And you can check us out, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. I tell you, just being blessed to be able to come before you today, God has blessed us in many ways. But we had one more network that was added. Media Network was added where we're able to broadcast. That's Tumblr Live. And you can check us out at Dr. Low Smith Dash Blog Talk. So we're just trying to bring it to the best way we can, and I'm excited about being able to do that. Our on-demand episodes are aired on WBSW Radio, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Instagram. It's out there. You check us out. Now, WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 40 countries, including the United States as in our base, north of us, Canada, and south on the South American continent, Brazil. So we're really excited. See how we can clap. You see, I keep saying excited, enthused, however you want to use, and use some different words. Let me give a shout out to several people on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We have, I'm kind of scrolling down, Money Coach Keith Gomar. Gomar to you, mother. Analyst 1914, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, as well as Money Coach. We also have Asanali 319 joining us. And Sigma Chesterfield, 1914, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Let me give you all a wave and say thank you all for taking time. Let's talk some sports because it's truly, truly a great opportunity for us to do that. But before we do that, we want to share with you, we have what we call our radio giveaways, WBSW radio giveaways. We give away hotel stays. So far in the last 20 months, we've given away 15 hotel stays, varies from 5 nights down to 3 nights. And we take care of the hotel cost per night. Every other amenity you need to get, your incidentals, you have to do. But you'll be, the room will be taken care of in a luxury hotel, vary from places from Atlanta down in Florida, Orlando, from Orlando to Cancun, Mexico, from Cancun, Mexico to Hawaii, and from Honolulu, Hawaii, you can come over to the Grand Canyon, and then you can take a stop off at Las Vegas and move forth over to New Orleans. And then from New Orleans, we want to take that little belt and go up to Nashville. And we are moving towards several other opportunities. We're going to be giving away trips and just about all of those sites coming up this fall. Particularly, we're going to step out of this continent and go over into Europe. We're giving away a 5-night, 6-day hotel stay through our raffle in Paris, France. And also the same 5-night, 6-day hotel stay we pay for in Dubai. So we're expanding because we're global. We're constantly getting individuals that over in on the other continents sending us information and saying, you know, I need to get my name in. What I need for you to do is get your name in along with a means of transaction. And that means the transaction falls into four categories, four units, we'll say. You can have Cash App. Just send me if you have a Cash App account. Venmo, PayPal, or Zelle. Send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Send your name along with a means of transaction to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let's talk some football. It's here. We've been waiting since for college football since truly the January 10th, 11th, where we was the crown, the University of Georgia was crowned as back-to-back national champion. Now we're ready to get it started so we can truly, truly have an awesome fall just watching football. There's over 800 games that's going to be played in some cases. A lot of them televised. So this is what's happening. Then we have our high school that we constantly have on our agenda to talk about. Then we have our historical black college and university. See, Balling with the Doc has swag. We want to try, reach down and grab what's going on in our high school, what's going on in our historical black colleges, our Power Five, our Group of Five, or just NCAA. And then we want to talk every now and then about a little NFL action. But truly, we want to be able to talk sports. Let's play some football. Let's talk some football. The first thing we want to kind of focus on is the historical black college and university storyline. See, a lot of time there's a lot of broadcast, and if it's a magnet type figure, they'll talk about the historical black colleges and university, as we saw for the last 3 or 4 years with Coach Deion Sanders and constantly they wanted to broadcast on ESPN and other channels, historical black college and university. But we wanted to make sure this be the voice of the historical black college and university. So said, so we want to talk about the storyline. And the first storyline is to discuss the road to Atlanta. You might ask, what is the road to Atlanta? The road to Atlanta consists of getting to the Black College National Championship. The team that winning the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, which is called MEA, taking on the Southwest Athletic Conference called the SWAC, determining who will be crowned Black College National Championship. Last year, if I'm not mistaken, it was North Carolina Central, won that by beating Jackson State University. So we'll applaud them for last year, but this is a new year. So let's talk about the road to Atlanta. The 2023 preseason historical Black University football power rankings as of week one. And the power rankings are number one, ranking preseason, the defending Black College National Champion, North Carolina Central. Number two is Florida A&M University. Number three, Benedict College, who's a strong representative of the, if I'm not mistaken, of the SIAC, the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, which is Division II. So we give a shout out to Benedict College for winning it last year and now being preseason ranked number three in the power rankings among the Division I AA or FCS Football Championship Subdivision and in Division II. So Benedict College, we want to recognize you for your efforts. Number four, Jackson State University. As you know, for the last two or three years, Jackson State has been preseason number one. An opportunity to go to the Celebration Bowl two of the 3 years. Won one and lost one. So under the leadership of Deion Sanders, Coach Deion Sanders, who now has moved on to the University of Colorado, along with his son as the quarterback and many of the other players, and I believe both his sons is there at University of Colorado. We also have Southern University ranked number five. Southern has looked to push hard in the Western Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference. They're looking to win the West so they can take on Florida A&M, because Florida A&M in preseason have been projected to win the East Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference. Then we step over to number six in the MEAC. That's North Carolina A&T. The Aggies have been quite competitive for years. In the state of North Carolina, you have North Carolina Central, you have North Carolina A&T, that's those Division I AA schools, the FCS schools that have been competitive enough to either win the MEAC or be in the top running for the MEAC. Next team that's ranked number seven is Prairie View A&M, a Western Division team of the Southwest Athletic Conference, will be competing to get to Atlanta. They're ranked number seven in the preseason poll. Then we have Alcorn State University, another team that's in that West Division, who for years before the uplifting of the growth of the awesome job that Coach Deion Sanders did with Jackson State, you had Alcorn dominating the SWAC. Now you have number 10, South Carolina State University. And South Carolina State is another one of those teams, if you push back 10 or 15 years, was dominating the MEAC. Along with number 11, Alabama State University, who last year finished third in the East and looked to finish somewhere close to that overall Well, based on the teams you have in front of them, there's over 5 or 6 teams in front of them. I think I was leaping solo. We got about 8 and 9. We have Texas Southern from the Southwest Athletic Conference, ranked number 8 in the preseason poll by Power Rankings. And they're from the Western Division of the SWAC Conference. And number 9, mentioned Alcorn State University, another Western four. I mentioned them a minute ago. Just think about the teams from the West who are ranked in just the top 10. From the Southwest Athletic Conference on the Western Division, and we'll talk about the Eastern Division as well. You have Southern, who's ranked 5th. Prairie View ranked 7th. Texas Southern ranked 8th. Alcorn ranked 9. So you got 4 of the top 10 from the Western Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference. We applaud the work being done over there. Let me give a shout-out to 1993_Sigma, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and thank you so much, Gomar Brother, for joining us. Also, we have my kinfolk, Annie Catlett Smith, University Storyline. We have presented to you the top 11. Number 11, as I mentioned, Alabama State University. We want to give a shout-out to our sponsors and some of the promos that come in. The Sisters and Brothers of Ambition and the Brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma kept up Greenville, Alabama, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, joining hands, have joined hands for a night of elegancy, a night to put on your best semi-formal or formal wear to come to the B-Land Recreation Center, Greenville, Alabama, from 8 p.m. to 12 midnight. That will be Saturday, which is tomorrow, August the 26th. Food is served by Mary Ruth's Restaurant, one of our sponsors. Thank you so much, Mary Ruth, the best Southern food, finest Southern food in Alabama and in the southeastern part of the state, southeastern part of the United States. Also, we want to give a shout out to music. It's going to be presented by DJ Daryl E. Daryl E is known as the godfather of car racing, drag racing, godfather of all things, he said, along with being the conductor of the E-Train. Broadcast from 2 to 6, Monday through Friday, on the Big KD. That's 94.1 out of Taugerville and the many other stations all over the south, eastern and south part of the state of Alabama, and broadcasting by internet all over the world. So we give a shout out to Darryl E for taking an opportunity to be here and play some awesome music for us. If you want a ticket for the fair, it's not too late. They're still available. Just email Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville @gmail.com. Again, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville @gmail.com. And we still have a few tickets left. You can get your ticket, the Big KD, by brother DJ Daryl E. He's making sure we get the word out. So if you want to be a part of it, one thing to know is we'll provide you some awesome food. Great entertainment. But your brethren is going to have to be a BYOB affair. Just keep that in mind if you're coming. And give a shout out to Pi Upsilon Sigma 1914, the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. A shout out to Patrick.Ruben_Beads_Ruben joining us. Thank you, sir, so much. Along with S. Dudlard is joining us. It might be S.D.U. Lord. Thank you so much. That's joining us. Thank you, S.D.U. Lord. And that's the first name of L.L.O.Y.D. Lord. Thank you so much for joining us and the many others on Tumblr Live. We have quite a few on there. You have UMUT joining us. You have I am Ricky Rogers. G. Big Abo joining us. John Dash Smith 2380. I know net good D-Tech or D-Tech. Thank you so much. And many others are joining us slow by slow. You know, sometimes they don't post the names up like your normal name and they have that little handle. And I just had to read through it and kind of fine print it. I'm making the best with my glasses and doing. So we truly, truly want to thank those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma and those sisters and brothers of Ambitions out of Greenville for having this event. It's an elegant affair. Make sure if you can get in the area or be in the proximity, go check them out. They do have tickets. They have them at the door. You can purchase a ticket. And if you get to the door, I think it's negotiable. It says 35 up into it, and they may be willing to negotiate 25 for you. I'm going to tell you because they told me to make sure I mention that. So truly, truly, let's see you in the place. Make it do what it do. Also, I want to give a shout-out to TriStan LLC. It's a consulting firm that meets your grant needs. What they do is once you're awarded a grant, they are there to work for you to administrate and be able to put in your proposal, I mean, put in your results so you can receive the right recognition for doing the grant with the company. They want to have some kind of result. They want to help you budget. They want to help you with your expenditures. They want to be there. But call Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438. 334. Let's think about that. 334. You can't just dial that unless you put the 334 in there. Some people want to dial it. 320-5438. Give a shout out to Mr. William Scott for being one of the sponsors here. Let's move on with the next group from 12 through 25 on the historical black colleges or the road to Atlanta, the preseason historical black colleges football power ranking for week zero, because this is week zero. I want to get that straight. This is week zero, not week one. Week one will be next week. Give a shout out to Gremlin State University. They are ranked number 12. Howard University ranked 13. Alabama A&M. It's ranked 14. Virginia Union, 15. Florida State, I'm sorry, Fort Valley. I'm trying to get fly. No, Florida State out of business here. Fort Valley State is ranked number 16. Hampton University is ranked 17. Bowie State is ranked 18. Morgan State is ranked 19. Fayetteville State is ranked 20. 21st team is Norfolk State. 22nd team, Tuskegee University. 23rd team is Albany State University. And the 24th team is Delaware State University. And finally, number 25, Langston out of Oklahoma is ranked number 25. By Langston University. So that's your top 25, your preseason poll for the 2023 Historical Black Colleges Power Ranking, football power ranking. It may change next week. So when we click on the air in 2 weeks, we'll have a different ranking because truly that's what it's all about. I give a shout out to one of the members of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, our financial secretary, Brother Reverend Christopher Bennett. Thank you, Brother Bennett, for joining us and being a part. And give a shout out to Leon. It's Leon E. Lulacy. Leon E. Lulacy. Thank you so much for joining. We also have Leela Dash Jen is joining us. Thank you. I'm sorry, Jack. Leela Dash G. is joining. Thank you so much. We're away at Brother Bennett. Thank you, Brother Bennett, for being here. We'll say blue five to you. Thank you for being here. As we talk about the road to Atlanta, it's amazing how one conference is pretty much, to a sense, dominating what's going on in the historical black college and university. The standard had been set many years ago. The Southwest Athletic Conference has been always one of the most powerful conferences among the historical black colleges and universities. Now we have the Division I AA, which is the SWAC and the MEAC, called the Football Championship Subdivision, Division I football. Then you have part of NCAA Division II football. You have the Southern Intercollegiate Appalachian Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, consists of the Benedicts, the Tuskegees, the Fort Valley, the Albany State, that makes up those teams in that division. Then we have the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, called CIAA. And we have to make sure we recognize those teams there, and I believe Virginia Union being one of those teams that's a part of Fayetteville State, being a part of that. And we want to make sure we give them a shot. Delaware State. Also, Langston have a tendency to jump in and out of there. I think some changes are going with that. So we want to give a shout-out to each one of those conferences and those teams being recognized. But the top 10 consist of leadership of the SWAC in the preseason poll, from FAMU, Jackson State, Southern, Prairie View, Texas Southern, and Alcorn State. That's five teams from the Southwest Athletic Conference. So this should be an awesome year of football in the SWAC, as well as an awesome year in the MEAC, CIAA, along with the SIAC. So we wanted to give that to you and share that with you. We also want to allow our sponsors to get an opportunity to share their thoughts about exactly as we see in a kind of movement around. So how they would like to represent themselves on the promo. So let me quickly touch bases and present to you those that are paying money. So we got to pay some bills, they always say. You got to pay some bills. So let's pay some bills. So let's do that. This is L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Let's give a shout out to L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, in southeastern Alabama. Pretty much they are the manicure experts in South Central and Southeastern, as well as Southern Alabama or South Alabama, however you want to call it. Check them out. Give Mr. Tony Starworth a call. That's 300. Let's back it up and give the area code 334-300-7401. So Mr. Tony Starworth, give him a shout out, and he can set up something with you. The next topic we want to look at is the historical black college universities football kickoff classes. There's a lot of classes planned this year. I counted up to all throughout the season, up to about 30 and 35 classes on the historical black college and university. But this weekend is the kickoff of the historical black college and university season. You have the MEAC versus the SWAC challenge in Atlanta. And it's going to be between Jackson State and South Carolina State University. So it looks to be, a ball game or two this Saturday. It'll be broadcast on ESPN, so you got a chance to check it out. What we can say about this week zero contest is that this is the start of the season. Is called the MEAC SWAC Challenge, and it's really where about 19 installments of this contest, meaning they have played 19 games of this. And we look to be have this to be an awesome matchup, again, between the Bulldogs from South Carolina State University and Jackson State University. They are Tigers. We can look at this being an opportunity to be the highest scoring season opening due to how they ended the year. You have in the MEAC and SWAC Challenge, the games that have been more of a potential offensive game on the field. But a lot of times in the last 4 years, they was potentially became potent offensive games on the field. The last four winners combined to average over 30.5 points per game. 30.5 points per game. If you saw the game last year, it was really an awesome game between North Carolina Central and Jackson State University. And not that one last year, but in the championship game, you saw that. But last year, if I'm not mistaken, I think you had Howard University versus Alabama State University. And I believe Alabama State won that game. So we give a shout out to those Hornets who won the game last year. But they was about 30.5. That's the average for the last four games. And in this series, you have Jackson State aiming to win their sixth matchup. But it also will be their sixth all-time matchup between Jackson State and South Carolina State. Not just in this game, but throughout the period. But the Bulldogs holds a 3.2. The Bulldogs of South Carolina State University holds a 3-2 lead over Jackson State University. Now the Tigers, which is Jackson State University, won the first two meetings in 1991 and 1992. Then the Bulldogs won the next two meetings in 1993 and 1994. And recently, in the 2021 Celebration Bowl, you had those Bulldogs to win that. So that was really exciting. So we'll give a shout out to those Bulldogs and Coach Buddy Pugh is the head coach of South Carolina State University. He has been there as long as the existence of the MEAC and the SWAC Challenge. And he's been one of the key and the most successful coaches in this event. See, the Bulldogs hold a 3-1 lead in the week zero game. And they tied for the most wins with Bethune-Cookman, the only program to win back-to-back games. You have Southern, who gave South Carolina State its only loss. So you can see those Bulldogs are excited. They've been here before. They've been in the atmosphere. And they want to win because they are leading in many of the series against other teams and in the SWAC. So we're going to give a shout out to those South Carolina State Bulldogs who average in the three wins 32 points per game to play the history behind these teams and what they bring. Let's talk about Jackson State new coach. See, Jackson State has a new coach called Coach Primetime, Beyond Primetime. Sanders left and went to Colorado, University of Colorado. We have T.C. Taylor, who was the offensive coordinator. So he wants to keep Jackson State streak alive. So he expected to come be in his first game as head coach of his alma mater. Thinking with all the success of the program history that Jackson State have will be on his side. He is excited because the last two Jackson State head coaches and seven of the previous nine have won their first career game. May have been in the SWAC MEAC Challenge or just started with the first game. So as Dion move on, you now see T.C. Taylor, who's ready to get his work, being ranked number three, number four in the preseason poll. So they're just real excited about coming back and making things happen this Saturday in Atlanta at the old, well, which is now the Georgia State University Stadium. They took over old Turner Field. Get there early, put the meat in the seat, and have a ball. On next Saturday, you have the Labor Day weekend. There are several classes I want to share with you. You have a Labor Day classic between Norfolk State and Virginia State. Then you have Mississippi Valley versus Central State in Chicago Classic. In the Brick City Classic, you have Hampton versus Grambling. In the Labor Day Classic in Montgomery, you have Alabama State versus Southern. In the Carolina Classic, you have Benedict versus Shaw. In the Big Cat Classic, Edward Waters versus Florida Memorial, which is both Florida teams. They're getting at you. You have Edward Waters in Jacksonville, Florida, and you have Florida Memorial down in Miami, who just filled a team probably the last, right before the pandemic, a football team. They always played basketball and all the other sports. They just didn't have football. So we look to see that's an awesome classic. You have a Labor Day classic out in the state of Texas between Texas Southern and Prairie View. So they look to have a ball out there in Houston. Then you have on Sunday, you have Florida A&M in the Orange Blossom Classic playing Jackson State University. Now you're talking about the two top teams in the Eastern Division preseason to compete to see who's going to nudge the other one out. This game has been going on for the last 3 years, and Jackson State have been very successful. This will be the third year under Deion Sanders. And it also allowed Deion Sanders to vault to the champ, beat ranked number one in the SWAC, ranked number one in the power poll all season, and then be elevated enough to win the conference because they're ahead of Florida A&M one game, and they don't lose another game, and they'll get a chance to get to the championship game. So this is going to be an awesome game down in Miami, the Orange Blossom Classic on Labor Day weekend. Then over in for the Black College Hall of Fame game, it's a classic. Morehouse out of Atlanta going against Virginia Union out of the state of Virginia. And then on Sunday afternoon in Montgomery, Alabama, you will have the Red Tail Classic. And it will be between Fort Valley, who's projected to be in the top three, against Tuskegee in Montgomery, Alabama, in Crimson Bowl. It should be an awesome classic. I attended it last year. It was very exciting. I enjoyed the football game. So truly, truly, these are the classics that you will see in the next 2 weeks, starting with the MEAC SWAC Challenge up until the Red Tail Classic on Sunday, September the 3rd. So truly, truly, we're thankful to come before you and share that information with you. But we want to pay some more bills. We have to continue to pay bills because we can't do it without paying them bills now. Another sponsor.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by.
261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 to 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome, awesome. Check them out if you're traveling heading to Fort Walton or either Destin, Florida. You can stop in off 65 traveling south and take 55 south. You have to take that way to go down to Fort Walton. That's a lot better way than going all the way to Mobile, Alabama. And you will pass by 106, Highway 106 West, and their establishment is about a half a mile. So you can stop off and get the best southern food in Alabama. If you have you want to call or call ahead, you can call Brother Marvin Lala Smith or his wife, Sarah, Pastor Katrina Roper Smith at 334-549-0950. So check them out at Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Let's take a minute to focus on our historical black college and university football kickoff class. Let me give a shout out to that's Trina D, 1920. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Sarah, for being a part of this. Shout out to, and I'm trying to get Pitch is another one. We also have Odd Fellow Jones joining us. Come Nine Beno. Thank you for joining us. Those are the people that are taking time to be. We have the Chaos Machine joining us. Thank you for, and I'm trying to read them, Fire_D_Deer_E. We got Sandra Drayton joining us. Thank you, Sandra, for taking time to be a part of it. Let's talk about the historical black colleges and universities as we talk about the classic, but we want to kind of focus on some predictions. In the historical black college and university, we was able to make some predictions, and we're proud to do. And the historical black colleges and university conferences are, we got 1AA, Division 1AA, which is FCS, Football Championship Subdivision. You have SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. You hear people say the SWAC, that's what it is, Southwest Athletic Conference. And you hear them say MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, two Division I programs. And projected to win is the crystal ball just say right now. From the SWAC, you have Florida A&M University projected to win this conference to represent in the Celebration Bowl. And from the MEAC, you have North Carolina Central to represent the MEAC conference in the Celebration Bowl in December. So that's our prediction. It could change or could stay the same. And then for our Division II Historical Black College and University Conferences, first you have the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, and the crystal ball said Benedict College would represent the SIAC. And for the CIAA, Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, their representative will be Virginia Union. So those are two teams that will get an opportunity to represent themselves in the end in any kind of bowl play. So we say congratulations. The crystal ball has spoken. We'll see how it turns out. Now we're going to move to our high school storyline. We have to always talk about our high schools because they mean so much to us. And there's several things we want to kind of focus on in high school. One of the things we want to truly look at in high school is looking at some storylines. And one of the major storylines coming out, especially in the South, well, it's really all over this country, is the weather. See, the storyline with athletics it's all about the weather. See, our condolence goes out to the family of a young man named Smith Cabot. Cabot is one of the top players, basketball players in the country. And he was at practice and went to cardiac arrest. And they rushed him to the hospital and he died, 17 years old. A lot had to do with the heat, they say. And then our football players are going out. They're concerned. The Alabama High School Athletic Association is very concerned, along with the football coaches, along with the principals in the school, because it is extremely hot in all over this country at this time. We can say, especially in the southeast and in the Atlantic Coast area. And some of you all seeing record highs. I see Sandra Drayton. I know she's up in New York, and she could probably tell there's some record hot over there. And there are some other people on here that are in different places and just experience hot. They're experiencing what's going on. So truly, let's kind of keep this in line and just try to keep this storyline up front. Now, the Alabama High School Athletic Association, along with the Florida and Georgia and South Carolina, I'm calling these stations in the southeast, they're dealing with a little bit of this heat more than you are in the northern or the Great Lakes or in even in the mountain area. But we're truly dealing with this heat, so the association in each one of those states has officially decided to adjust the time schedule. They want to adjust the time for kickoff because they had it scheduled for 7 o'clock. And 7 o'clock, in the state of Georgia, the state of Alabama, the state of Florida, the state of Mississippi, in Tennessee, in South Carolina, in Texas, in Arkansas, Louisiana, 7 o'clock is still 96 degrees. And our question is, are we going to put our boys out there? So the High School Athletic Association, the national group, also agreed. The federation said we need to move the time. So in a lot of cases, the games are being moved back from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Most of the areas and most of the states are starting their high school football. They started last night, and they will continue to the end of the season. They make adjustment back. But they're required to start the games 1 hour later. They're required to take a long water break in between quarters, as well as, when I say in between quarters, but during the quarter, there's a break come at the five-minute mark. And then they, after that second five minutes finishes up, that's come at the end of the quarter. There's another longer break where they can get water. They can continue on. And halftime is going to be a little bit longer, but those breaks go throughout the game. So they can make sure our young boys and our cheerleaders and our band and just people in the stadium can adjust and get themselves where they'll be able to deal with this temperature. It is truly hot. Until it let up, we'll be doing it. So that's the storyline right now. And it's being reemphasized by all of these directors, executive directors of these high school associations all over the southeastern part of the United States. Could be all over the country, but I just know those states in the southeast is dealing with this record heat. Even though I know some people are dealing with it in places they're not accustomed to. Being up in the 80s and 90s during this point of the year, some places start turning cool, but it's not quite turning cool. Take advantage of your water. Hydrate yourself. Even if you're not an athlete, if you're just walking or on a job, hydrate yourself. Because the sun is unbearable. It'll drain you. So make sure you keep a lot of fluids in you. That way you can operate. Let me give a shout out to, is this DeAndre Hunt? Is that you, DeAndre Hunt? Thank you so much. Also, we have Inglewood joining us. We have the grumpy old writer joining us. We have the Cetus. Thank you. You also have the philosopher, Crumbs, thank you for joining. Jessica Uckley. Jessica Yuckley is her name. Thank you so much, Joyner. Truly, truly, it's some statements up here, and it may relate to sports, but I just can't see them to be able to read some of this stuff on. Now, let's move forward, because we got to give a shout-out to another one of our sponsors, because our sponsors are doing us justice, and I thank them so much for being a part of this. And I want to be able to pay the bills, and this is the time for me to be able to pay the bill. This organization decided to work with us and be a part and want us to broadcast for them. And they're Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. So we want to make sure we pay their promo to pay some bills. Thank you so much, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
We want to give a shout out to Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. That's Jennifer Jackson. That's one in Jennifer. You can go to Facebook. I think you can keep a call if you want to try to continue the call. And we want to make sure that we can patronize with all the awesome scents and perfume smells they have. It is nice. I have several samples over here. So what we need for you to do is to go to Facebook, if you are able to get on Facebook, as well as you have an opportunity just to call Jennifer Jackson at 251-369-1344. Facebook is Jennifer 1N Jackson or Charlie's Angels. So give her a call and you can set up something with her and her team to make sure we're talking about the awesome perfume and soap smells in South Central Alabama. While I'm doing this, I don't like reaching across my equipment, but when people call in and continue to be on the line, it knocks off my device. So if you just give me a minute to do that, and I'll work on that. But I want to play one more promoter of sponsors, and these are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I want to play their promo right now while we work on it.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, mentored by Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated as they continue to do what they're doing. Truly, truly making a difference. Service for Humanity. They're doing it. They have an event tomorrow night called the Blue Royale, and it's an elegant event where We're going to be dressed to impress from semi-formal to formal. And it's just an affair from 8 to 12. And the cost of the fair, you can tickets on sale now. They're scheduled for tomorrow night at 8 o'clock through 12 o'clock in the Beatland Recreation Center in Greenville, Alabama. So you can email Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville at gmail.com. And that way they'll give you an opportunity to set up a ticket sale through Cash App, or actually we can take you at the door. So truly is an awesome affair, and all proceeds that is collected in regards to Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville will go toward the Brother Dr. Fred Thomas Jr. Scholarship. We provide young men with scholarship each year. In May of 2023, we provided four young men opportunity through finance to help them when they go to college. We had one that's scheduled to go to Tuskegee, already enrolled at Tuskegee. We had another young man scheduled that received a scholarship going to Auburn University. We have another young man that's decided to go to LBW in Selma and then LBW. And then we also have another young man who is deciding to go to Alabama A&M. So we got those young men that's truly, truly are willing to move forth, and we want to be there to support them. So, you know, yeah, make a donation. Email ZetaPhiSigmaGreenville@gmail.com and just say, I want to make a donation to these young men to go to college. We'll give you the Cash App, and you can do that. Or where you can send your check to support this call, which is the Brother Dr. Fred Thomas Jr. Scholarship that we give to young men each year based on the proximity of South Central as well as Southern Alabama. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Let's move forward. We're going to kind of conclude what we're doing now, because on the high school, we need to talk about what we call the must-see games. And these ones are going to be in the state of Alabama. Each show, we will do a state and talk about the must-see games all season. Because normally when they start, they're going to have a whole list of them. So we're just starting with the state of Alabama because of the A. You've got must-see games, 23 must-see games, high school football games in 23. You have 2023. You have Auburn at Hoover, which will be on the 25th. Auburn and Hoover High School are two class 7A, the largest class in the state of Alabama, powerhouses. And they're going to be playing each other. And they're actually going to be looking to get to the championship game that's coming up in Birmingham. So we truly, truly want to be able to get you out, which was tonight. It'll be tonight. So you'll get a chance if you're anywhere in the area, the area of Hoover, because it's in Birmingham, on the outskirts of Birmingham, you can see Auburn at Hoover. It's a must-see game. And truly, truly, last year was a classic. And then they also have appeared in state championship games. Lipscomb, Tennessee Academy at Saraland on tonight. And this is a national televised game on ESPN. And you have the reigning Class 6A state champion Saraland commit, along with a Texas quarterback commit, KJ Lacey, running back Santis McWilliam. These are D1 prospects who are already committed or about to commit. Defensive lineman Antonio Colvin and linebacker Jamison Curtis, and among others who will be playing in this game tonight. Now, Lipscomb is out of Tennessee. Their roster include a pair of senior commits on the defensive side. Linebacker Edwin Sillman and DB Cabot Beasley, as well as a junior transfer quarterback, Deuce Knight. This is going to be an awesome game in Saraland tonight. It's going to be on TV, so you can check them out. I'm going to be sitting there checking them out now because I want to see what they're doing, where they're going. Next game is tonight also, Pale City versus Moody. And everybody's keeping an eye on Pell City. The reason why I want to, now Pell City didn't have a great season. They were 1-9 last year. But they have the former Hoover coach won 4 or 5 championships, at least 3 or 4. And Russ Pro, he's back in Alabama, and he'll be coaching at Pell City. So the last time they made the playoffs in 17, so they looked to make some things. The last time he won a preseason game, sorry, postseason game is in 2012. So he's going to bring restored life back to him. That's why it's a must-see game. We have Central Phoenix City versus Hewitt Trustville tonight, and it's an open of another traditional 7A power, the highest class. We have Blount High School versus Vigor, and it's going to be the Battle of Pritchett, Alabama, and it's going to be played in Ladd People Stadium in Mobile. We have Ben Moundbrook versus James Clemens. It's an awesome game. This is a powerhouse, too. It's going to be played on the 31st. Now, let me go back. Blount and Vigor will be played tomorrow night. They're trying to avoid the bump head and the heat, so they're playing tomorrow. Also, you have on the 31st, IMG Academy out of Bradenton, Florida. You have heard of a lot of players in college and the Division One, the Power 5 Division One. Those players, a lot of them go down to IMG. Matter of fact, a young man from South Central Alabama, one of the running backs, decided he'll leave his school, which is Pike Grove, to go down to IMG for his last year of school. They'll be taking on Thompson. And Thompson is called the Warriors. And they are four-time reigning, listen to it now, 7A champions, 4 years in a row. 4 years in a row. They'll be playing that on the 31st. A game must see. Austin versus Decatur up there in North Alabama. And that's just truly a rival between the River City rivals. And they're going to be, this a rival that they're going to be getting on. Last year, Decatur beat Austin at 28-14. So Austin will get back at them this year. Enterprise at Auburn. These games on the 1st. Austin and Decatur is on the 1st. Enterprise and Auburn is on the 1st. And that's one of those powerhouse 7-18 that's taking on. So truly, those are the games must see the first 2 weeks. So check them out. If you're in the area, if not, have some of them on television, we know for sure we're going to see Lipscomb, Tennessee versus Saarland tonight on national television. So check them out. Let me give a shout out to Dana underscore Allison, number 11. Thank you so much for joining us. Also, we have several others. Perry Soup joining us. Thank you so much. And we have Clara Z. We also have Adopt King Lee. Thank you so much. We have T25HG joining us. Thank you for taking time. It's pretty long to try to figure out. I don't want to take time to figure those out right now. I'll come back and give a shout out. As we get ready to close, we just only have one focus, was looking at our early on our Coach's Corner, which focused on our Power 5, Group of 5. We were going to look at the must-see games of Week 1, which will be next week. And these are your early rankings of some 10 of the best games of Week 1. It's going to be LSU versus Florida State. LSU, if I'm not mistaken, ranked number 5th, and Florida State is either 8, 9, or 10 or something. They're playing in Orlando on September the 3rd. You also have North Carolina versus South Carolina in Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday 2nd, which is Labor Day weekend. We have Colorado being led to Deion Primetime Sanders, his first Division I coaching job on the Power 5 level. He'll be bringing his team to Texas Christian University on Saturday the 2nd, and we'll kind of see how secure Sanders, who was a quarterback with him at Jackson State, now the quarterback at Colorado. West Virginia taking on Penn State, which is going to be on Saturday the 2nd. These must-see games. It's a big weekend. Florida and Utah will be locking horns on Saturday, September the 2nd. Tennessee will take on Virginia in Nashville. Tennessee on September the 2nd. These must-see games, week one. Boise State is at Washington, University of Washington, on the 2nd. And then, surprisingly, they mentioned what was last night. That was Nebraska and Minnesota on Thursday. I was trying to find it. And they played a game to kind of kick off the Power 5 schedule. And then we have UTSA, University of Texas, San Antonio, taking on Houston on September 2nd. Must-see games, check them out. Man, I tell you, it's been awesome. We've been able to come before you and share some sports with you. I'm really excited about having a chance to do that every time. So what we're going to do is truly, truly play some football. Our title is Let's Play Some Football. It's on, and it's time to make it do what it do. Tomorrow we'll start with Jackson State and North Carolina Central in Atlanta. So if you're over in the area, check them out. All the festivity around them. But we'd like for you to put your meat in the seat, but you can check the game out on ESPN. It is good to come before you. God has blessed us one more time. I always try to tell you, hashtag responsible. Let me give a shout out to, answer that, a wave to this Remore Farms, I'm going to say. Thank you so much for joining us. Remore, P-H-A-R-M-D, with the number one. Thank you so much for joining us. It's good to be here. So we got some awesome football starting tomorrow. We got high school started last night in the state of Alabama and some other state. And I know Florida started from there next week because IMG will be coming to Alabama, and it's going to be an awesome game between the team out of Bradenton, Florida. IMG is coming to take on some of the awesome play in the state of Alabama. So we look forward to seeing that. I'll be coming to play Thompson, the four-time 7A champion in football. Four-time. It's tough to win one. And when you win one, you're able to get two back-to-back. If you're able to get three-time, I tell you, it's just ball is just, you know, it's a game of luck and falling the right way. The overshape is bouncing your way. And if you get four, which Thompson has, you will be taking on one of the top programs in the country. IMG. Thank you so much for being a part of hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. The four in there is actually the number four, and that's L-O-V-E. That's it. That's what communicate, have love and heart so we all can have understanding. We have this. Most of the time we say we got this. We're going to make it do what it do. Those are hashtags. And truly, I thank you. But you can check us out coming back on next week. And next week will be an opportunity for us to do some shows, which is Pulis County in the fifth week. And we're going to do some shows that may vary because what we're going to do, we're going to get back on schedule for the first week. And the first week, we want to start on the fourth. That's first full week. That way we will get started, and that's Labor Day. We normally have a show on the first and third, but we'll have our Talking Real to You prime time. We're coming back this fall. It'll be on the third Monday of the month at 7:30, and we're just going to talk just plain old life issues. But on that first week, which was Tuesday, we're going to be coming back. We're going to be going with our one of our shows that we have at 1 o'clock. And I'm going through the schedule because we have the schedule we need to talk about. It's truly, you know, we just like to focus on our neighborhood called Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And we just look at issues in the neighborhood block by block. That'll be Tuesday, which is the 5th at 1 o'clock. Then we'll move forward with our Wednesday show, which would be possibly we're going to go back to doing our Talking Sports Plus primetime, but we also have an opportunity to tell the truth primetime. And that schedule will be 7 o'clock. If it's the sports show, we'll do that at 7:30. So we're just going to keep it going. We're going to keep rolling. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of this. And we're going to have, and we pray that you have an awesome weekend. I always tell everybody, I truly love you. It's truly coming from my heart. Let me give away to the Blue Hook. 99, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We have the Blue Hook joining us. It's love from my heart. And we want you to keep that in mind. And as we close up, you know, I feel like we had it going down. I feel like we're ready. We're ready to start a season. So we're going to play some music. We don't own the right to it, but we want to play this to close it out because we said we're ready. We think we're ready. So let's get ready to make it do what it do. So I want to tell y'all, and this is so passionate for me because I enjoy it. This is our 646th episode. On September 27th coming up, it's going to be our 6 year being able to broadcast. We started off with one show. Now we have 15 shows that we're broadcasting per month. And when we do that, we do some of them twice a month, and some of them we just try to rotate. So thank you so much. Jessica underscore Williams 143 joining us. We give her a wave because she's joining us. Thank you for joining, but we're about to shut this down. You know, we ready. Are you ready for some football? Appreciate you taking time to be a part of as a listener and a watcher in 40 countries. WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And I just want to tell you, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. So have an awesome weekend. Have